Rand Food Corp presents A Recipe for American Brand Islam. Background: as Muslims living in North America, we are witnessing a new phenomenon, the mushrooming of Muslim organizations claiming to represent true Islam. They stress upon all to intermingle with the government agencies to enhance dialogue. At the same time, the harassment of Muslims and assault on Islam continues. The same groups hold glossy events and involve youth and stress on the public that do not protest the US crimes or Israel crimes against other Muslims here or abroad. Where is this phenomenon arising from? Who is behind this flurry of activity? Who is behind such networking? What kind of Islamic values are these groups giving to our youth? Are these groups trying to raise voice against oppression and against unjust rules against the Muslim community? Are we stronger as a Muslim community now? Let's start cooking American brand Islam. Let's start with the ingredients. The chef should be one healthy scholar type and must be able to justify all actions of American brand Muslims. A half pound desire for money or 2 pounds craving for position. A quarter pound shaky iman and 5 teaspoons of indifference. 3 chopped up priorities. Half a dozen over-the-counter lame excuses readily available. Loads of sugar and loads of cream. Artificial coloring and places for distribution. Step number 1. Take the desire for money and mix it with the shaky iman. Or use the 2 pounds of craving for a position if the desire for money is not enough. Mix it with shaky iman. Step number 2. Gradually add indifference and ice at the same time to remove any passion for iman. Step number 3. Mix in the chopped up priorities. Step number 4. Pour loads of sugar to cover up any bitterness. If you run out of sugar, use the lame excuses. Step number 5. Add artificial color, preferably green from USA. Step number 6. Keep the dish in the fridge at 0 degrees Celsius. And serve in special wrappers and make it available at select centers and conferences. For added authentication, the distributor can buy a special head covering at Walmart. Results of American brand Islam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is being targeted. Detruthification. Islam that is devoid of any social effects. End results. Sheep following sheep. One must ask oneself when listening to a scholar, is this person taking me closer to Allah Ta'ala or the dunya? Is this person making a social difference? Is this person openly against injustice? Remember, a follower of Imam Hussein will never stay silent in the face of injustice. And the final question, does this speaker or scholar dislike the global leader for Muslims and the honor of all the oppressed people, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, or does he not mention his name? You be the judge. Beware of American brand Islam and its proponents.
Just a voice rising up in the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.